All right, so today let's talk about something that might not be the most glamorous topic, but it could seriously impact your wallet. Car loans. We're taking a deep dive into some advice from Rental Karma. And they're shining a light on the world of refinancing, especially if you're stuck with one of those high-interest auto loans. You might be thinking, wait, is MIY loan one of those?
Right.
That's exactly what we're here to figure out. And buckle up, because Rental Karma dropped a pretty startling stat, a 33% repossession rate for folks with predatory loans. Suddenly, refinancing doesn't sound so boring anymore,
It's
right?
a wake-up call for
Yeah.
sure. What's striking is how widespread these predatory loans actually are.
Yeah.
Rental Karma really dives into how
Yeah.
some dealerships, unfortunately, put their commission checks ahead of the borrower's best interest.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very ethical. They actually name some specific lenders, like Santander, Westlake,
Yeah.
and Credit Acceptance as frequent offenders. And the way they do it is pretty sneaky. They're not exactly crystal clear about all the loan terms, so borrowers might not even realize they're signing up for sky-high interest rates.
It preys on people who might not be as financially savvy. And that lack of transparency is a major problem. The source really drives home the point that these loans can trap people in a cycle of debt. It's like a ticking time bomb for their finances. But the
Right.
good news is there's a potential escape route. And Rental Karma points us toward community credit unions.
So credit unions, they're like the good guys in this scenario.
They often are. They tend to be more focused on their members' financial well-being. Rental Karma even suggests that. Some credit unions offer perks, like skipping a payment around the holidays. Now, while that sounds appealing, I think it's important to look at the bigger picture and compare the overall cost in the long run.
Right, because that no payment deal might come with a higher interest rate overall. It's a good reminder that we need to be savvy consumers, even when dealing with credit unions.
Exactly. Another misconception Rental Karma tackles is the idea that you always need a hefty down payment to refinance. To use this clever analogy
Yeah.
of walking into the dealership with cash when you have a pre-approval from a credit union.
Hold on, pre-approval. Can we break that down a bit for those who might not be familiar with the lingo?
Absolutely. Pre-approval means getting a lender, in this case a credit union, to assess your financial situation and say, yes, we're willing to loan you this much money at this interest rate. It's like having a financial green light before you even step foot in a dealership.
So it gives you more bargaining power, kind of like knowing your worth in the financial world. That's a great tip.
And what about credit scores? Where do those come into play?
Your credit score is essentially a numerical snapshot of your creditworthiness. Rental Karma recommends aiming for a score of at least 700, ideally closer to 722, before you start shopping for a refinance. This shows lenders you're a reliable borrower, which can get you better interest rates.
Makes sense. The better your score, the more favorable the terms. Now, how do we actually go about improving our credit score if it's not quite where it needs to be? Building a good relationship with your chosen credit union can be a big help. Simple actions like opening a checking account, setting up direct deposit, and utilizing autopay for your bills show financial responsibility and can boost your score over time. It's all about establishing trust with the institution.
So it's not just about the numbers, it's about demonstrating good financial habits. Okay, let's say we've done our homework, our credit score is looking good, and we're ready to explore refinancing options. Rental Karma actually recommends checking out a few specific credit unions.
Yes, they highlight some standout options, and each one has its own set of advantages.
Let's hear about them.
They mentioned Alliant Federal Credit Union, which has the benefit of being available nationwide. They also rely on the TransUnion credit score, the one you see on Credit Karma, which many people are already familiar with.
That's convenient. It takes away some of the mystery
Yeah.
and makes it easier to track your progress.
Exactly. Now, for those of you in Alabama, Florida, or Georgia, they shout out Gulfwinds Credit Union. They're known for their no payment for 90 days offer. It's tempting for sure.
Tempting is an understatement. Delaying car payments for 3 months sounds pretty amazing. But like you said earlier, it's important to make sure we're looking at the overall costs, not just the short-term
You
perks.
got it. It's all about balance. And lastly, for California residents, they recommend Patelco Credit Union, which, like Alliant, utilizes the Credit Karma score for auto loans.
So we've got options no matter where we live. But before we dive deeper into those specific credit unions, let's take a step back and really hammer home why refinancing is so important.
It's about more than just saving a few bucks. Remember that 33% repossession rate we talked about? That's a stark reality for many people stuck with predatory loans. It's about protecting your car, your credit score, and ultimately your peace of mind.
It's almost like these predatory loans are designed to set people up for failure. It's a bit disheartening, honestly. But knowing this information that we can refinance, that we have options, is really empowering.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your finances. Rental Karma is doing a great service by shedding light on these issues and giving people the tools to fight back.
So let's say someone's listening to this and realizing, hey, I think I might be in over my head with my current car loan. What's the very first step they should take?
The first step is to face the music and take a good hard look at your loan terms. Pull out those documents, grab a calculator, and figure out exactly what you're paying in interest each month.
Ugh, that sounds a bit daunting. Nobody likes confronting their debt. But I guess it's like ripping off a bandage. Better to do it quickly.
Exactly. And once you have a clear picture of your current situation, you can start comparing it to what's out there. Head over to Credit Karma, check your credit score, and see if it's in good shape for refinancing.
And then it's time to reach out to some of those credit unions we discussed. You know, thinking back to those predatory lenders makes you wonder how many people are out there just feeling stuck and hopeless with their car loans. They might not even realize refinancing is an option.
That's why this deep dive is so important. We're spreading the word and giving people the information they need to make informed decisions.
Okay, so we've talked about the problem and the solution and the steps to take, but let's shift gears a bit. I'm curious from your perspective, what are some of the bigger picture implications of this whole predatory lending situation?
That's a great question. If we zoom out and look at the societal impact,
yeah.
These predatory loans contribute to a widening wealth gap. They disproportionately target lower-income individuals and communities, trapping them in a cycle of debt and making it incredibly difficult to climb the economic ladder.
It's almost like a system designed to keep certain people down. It's pretty disturbing when you think about it. But on a more positive note, I love that Rental Karma highlights community credit unions as a force for good.
Absolutely. Yep. Credit unions often embody the spirit of cooperative economics, where people come together to support each other's financial well-being. It's a refreshing contrast to the predatory practices we've been discussing.
So for the listener who's maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed by all of this information, what's the one key takeaway you want them to walk away with?
The biggest takeaway is that you have the power to take control of your finances. Don't let yourself be intimidated by jargon or complex terms.
Mm-hmm.
Arm yourself with knowledge, explore your options, and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
It's about taking that first step, even if it's a little scary. And remember, there are resources out there to help you along the way. Credit unions are often happy to answer your questions and guide you through the process.
They're a valuable resource, especially if you're feeling lost in the financial world. They're invested in your success, unlike some of those predatory lenders we discussed.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into refinancing your car loan, let's leave our listeners with a little something to ponder. Imagine yourself free from the burden of a high-interest car loan. What would that newfound financial freedom allow you to do?
Would you travel more? Yeah. Invest in your hobbies? Start saving for a down payment on a house?
It's amazing how much of a mental shift can happen when you imagine that extra money in your pocket each month. It goes from feeling like a burden to feeling like a possibility.
It's a powerful feeling, for sure. And it's not just about the tangible things you could buy. It's about the peace of mind that comes with knowing you're in control of your finances.
It's like taking back your financial freedom. Instead of feeling trapped by debt, you're empowered to make choices that align with your goals and values.
Exactly. It's about creating a life where your money works for you, not the other way around.
And that all starts with making informed decisions, like considering refinancing your car loan if you're stuck with one of those predatory deals. You know, this whole deep dive has really highlighted the importance of financial literacy. It's not just about knowing how to budget or invest. It's about understanding how the financial system works and how to navigate it in a way that benefits you.
Absolutely. It's about being an informed consumer and advocating for yourself. And it's never too late to start learning. There are so many resources available online, through libraries, and even at credit unions themselves.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into refinancing your car loan, we want to leave you with a challenge. Go check your loan terms. See what you're actually paying in interest. And if it feels like you're drowning in debt, remember you have options.
Reach out to a credit union, explore your refinancing options, and start driving towards a brighter financial future. It's a journey worth taking.
And who knows, that extra money you save each month might just be the fuel you need to reach your financial goals.
Happy refinancing.
It's amazing how much of a mental shift can happen when you imagine that extra money in your pocket each month. It goes from feeling like a burden to feeling like a possibility.
It's a powerful feeling, for sure. And it's not just about the tangible things you could buy. It's about the peace of mind that comes with knowing you're in control of your finances.
It's like taking back your financial freedom. Instead of feeling trapped by debt, you're empowered to make choices that align with your goals and values.
Exactly. It's about creating a life where your money works for you, not the other way around.
And that all starts with making informed decisions, like considering refinancing your car loan. If you're stuck with one of those predatory deals, you know, this whole deep dive has really highlighted the importance of financial literacy. It's not just about knowing how to budget or invest. It's about understanding how the financial system works and how to navigate it in a way that benefits you.
Absolutely. It's about being an informed consumer and advocating for yourself. And it's never too late to start learning. There are so many resources available online through libraries and even at credit unions themselves.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into refinancing your car loan, we want to leave you with a challenge. Go check your loan terms, see what you're actually paying in interest. And
like your card pay.
If it feels like you're drowning in debt, remember, you have options.
Reach out to a credit union, explore your refinancing options, and start driving towards a brighter financial future. It's a journey worth taking.
And who knows? That extra money you save each month might just be the fuel you need to reach your financial goals.
Happy refinancing.